USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is delivering a dark message regarding the coronavirus cases that continue to rise across the United States.
Truthfully, we remain in a very dark winter. Infection rates are up 34%. More people are being hospitalized because of COVID than ever before.
Biden again calling on Americans to wear face masks for the first 100 days of his administration. With Democrats in control of the House, Senate, and White House, Americans are feeling less confident about the economy to start the new year. That's what a University of Michigan consumer sentiment poll is showing. However, the chief economist of the poll says it's a relatively small decline given the pandemic and recent violent events at the U.S. Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Travelers boarding flights to Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration will be facing extra security on all major airline carriers. United, American, Southwest, and Delta all making the changes. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian telling CNBC his airline will add other security measures at airports across the country.
Well, one thing we're going to do is we're going to not allow anyone to check a firearm into any of the Metro D.C. airports starting this weekend and carrying it through the next week, unless you are law enforcement and you're authorized to be carrying one.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $400 billion for vaccinations and reopening schools. Biden's plan would also extend and expand unemployment benefits and raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An overwhelming majority of President Trump's supporters, surveyed by pollster Frank Luntz, say they'd still vote for the president again, despite the riots on Capitol Hill. Luntz sharing some of the key takeaways from his focus group on Fox News.
So we heard a lot of passion, a lot of frustration, and I want to begin with two numbers that to me are shocking. 50% of Trump voters want him to pursue the 2020 election. They don't want him to give up. They don't want him to give in. They want to push this to the very last day. And 51% believe that Donald Trump should be a presidential candidate in 2024. This is not over for an awful lot of Trump people. It may be over for the president. It may be over for Congress. But for those people who voted for him, they want him to push on, and they're going to stand behind him.
And as far as if people would vote for the president after what happened on Capitol Hill,
91% of those who voted for Donald Trump on Election Day would vote for him again. And this is a poll that was done on Monday. And it's astounding that only 5% would switch their vote from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. And I got two more numbers for you. 67% believe that if the votes were counted accurately and fairly, Donald Trump would have won. And the most staggering of all, 78% believed that the election was rigged and stolen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.